You are now tuned in from the Desk of Low, brought to you by from the That Feeling Podcast Network. If you have a dream, go get it.
iPhone, because it's different. Well, I don't know. Might not. Nope. It's Google.
No.
So, it won't work for you.
So just give me 2 seconds, Shan, and then I can do the intro, and then we lit.
All right. There you go.
Welcome back from the Desk of Low. Now, this is a treat for me. It feels like I'm talking to, like, I am talking to one of the forefathers of hip-hop. So this is, like, a treat because I watched this man, like, ever since, like, I was 9 years old. And I heard people like Nas shout him out. I never thought I would ever have the chance to talk to this man. Without further introductions, I have the legendary MC Shan on the phone.
Don't listen to nothing he talk about. Legend, all that. What's up, brother? How's everything?
I'm doing well.
It's been a little bit of work. I was trying to get this, you know, this interview together and getting the timing right. That's all my part. You was always together. It was all my end.
Hey, I understand you're a very busy man, Chan.
Nah, like I said, I forget things a lot.
You're too real. That's what I like about you. So let's take it back to 1985. I wasn't even born yet. I wasn't even thought of. I was still swimming around with my dad. So when I was coming into the world, you already had a very, very well reputation within the industry. I'm curious, can you remember the recording of your Down by Law album? I play that album almost daily.
We be that album was done in a Molly's living room. It was like the days when recording was fun and we did it for the sport of it. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm having an album coming out, but the money didn't really start rolling in yet. We were still doing this hip hop for fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and back then, everything was on reel too because there was no digital back then, so you had to come with your A game.
Yeah, it was no digital. That's what today's artists, they got everything at the palm of their, you know, right at their fingertips. It's like, wow, we had to go out and really actually hustle these CDs from the back of the car.
Does it, like, still kind of, like, make you blow your mind when you see, like, a lot of these things can be done in the palm of your hand as opposed to back then, Chan?
It's a lot of my age group that's still stuck in dinosaur age. When you say you put out a new CD, new track, they'll say, well, where can I buy the CD? When the last time you seen anybody with a CD, dummy? You know what I mean?
That's facts.
Yeah. And so that's their excuse not to participate. But the people should understand that we got to get out of this dinosaur thing. Like, you got to buy the CD. Just stream your artist CD. That right there is enough support for them, you know? That's why you don't find old school cats coming out with songs. Take them over there. Get out of this room. You don't find old school cats coming out with songs because they still stuck in. Oh, you got to go fill it up. You got to buy my song. You got to buy it. They don't know that streaming is the move now, you know?
Yeah.
So any of these old school hip hop fans, so I support hip hop and you don't go streaming somebody's music. That's one reason why I quit hip hop. I quit, man. I don't even want to be bothered with it anymore. It's like just so dog eat dog. It's like, come on, man. This is boring to me now. I don't even want to be involved. Promoters don't want to pay old school hip hop artists like, you know, we're not relevant or something. Then you get the ones that you do work with and they want to try and jerk you out or whatever. It's like, come on, I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
With that Calm Karma record came out, you know, and a couple of things going on. It's like, I don't even have to be involved in this like I did when back in the days when I produced Informer. I just got away from hip-hop totally. Like, I don't even want to be bothered. Y'all are not paying. I'm going over here where the money is. And so now at this day and age, with Calm Karma just coming out, and it's like I'm looking at the same kind of checks that I was looking at back then, but even on a larger scale because of this digital, I'm like, forget hip-hop totally. I mean, I love the fans and I love the culture, but the business of hip-hop just sucks.
Yeah. Yeah,
where you can have somebody get paid $30,000 to do a show to mumble on stage for a whole half an hour. You know, you got old school cats out here doing shows every week, every day, just to pay their rent. You know, something is afoot in this game, and I just don't want to be a part of it. I mean, it's a blessing to me that I just got a second chance to get the money that I had before that I spent so frivolously, you know?
But you live and you learn, though.
Exactly. But sometimes you don't get a chance to do it all over again.
Yeah.
You know how everybody says, I wish I could do it all over again? Usually you don't get a chance to get that. You know what I mean? So I'm sitting here with a blessing in my lap, like, I get a chance to do it all over again. Do I still want to keep messing with these people over here that don't want to pay? They want everything for the cheap. They want it free. Send me the MP3. Why I got to send it to you? Just go download it.
Yeah, go stream, you know? It. Tidal, Apple Music, right. Spotify.
Why everything got to be for free? You don't want to do nothing. I don't want to deal with this game like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It doesn't enthuse me anymore. There's no art. There's artists out here, but they're not getting the light that they're supposed to get, because everything is, if you show somebody what real is, they're not going to accept the fake no more. So since they're accepting the fake and the fake is the norm, they don't want you to hear what's real, because then you start looking at the fake like, yo, y'all been tricking me for the longest time. What's up with this?
I thought I was the only one who thought like that.
No. If you put you got a dummy standing up in front of the class talking, right?
Yeah.
Then you put a skull up there, everybody's going to look at the dummy like, what the hell was you talking about?
Yeah. This guy knows his shit. You on the other hand, I'm not too sure if this guy's talking.
You're right. I'm not too sure about you over there. What are you doing? You know, so that's one reason why. Because this dummy stuff is what's keeping people dumb.
Yeah. No one wants to, like, actually do some knowledge, like, nowadays, too, and, like, look up something that could actually benefit you in the long run.
You're right. There's no more be a doctor or lawyer in any songs that I've heard lately. It's all be a drug dealer, take as much drugs as possible and whatever, you know? And I can't say nothing about the drugs because I was one of the biggest druggies in the game. So was everybody else. It's always a culture in this music that the drugs come with. Like I said, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. It's just a part of it. Yeah. But what we didn't do that these new kids are doing, we would say, don't do it. On the message, we wouldn't be saying sip on lean and this and that. We wouldn't do that. I mean, myself, for example, I'd make songs like Jane, Stop This Crazy Thing, and I'd be skeed out of my mind while I'm doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But
nothing in my past I'm ashamed of, because it all makes me who I am today.
Exactly. And it's because, like, it's like what you said, it's what makes you who you are today. Because if you never went through certain phases in your life, you would never have the experiences that you'd be able to tell.
All right.
I'm curious, Shan, how was high school like for you?
What high school?
Just any high school. Just because, like, it was at a different time, so I can't imagine music being so accessible.
I spent 3 years in the ninth grade. How's that?
Hey, you and me both. It ain't no biggie.
I was cutting class all the time. Like, yo, forget it. It bored me. You know what I'm saying? It was like, I've got a knack for what I like, and what I don't like, I really don't want to bother with. So I get nice marks in science and English, but everything else, eh.
How was listening to music back then, too? Because, like, nothing was digital. You actually had to go buy the tape or listen to the radio. I'm curious on how you listened to music, like, while you were on the go.
On the radio. But then Mr. Magic would come on at night, and you would tape his radio show, and you would play the cassette in the car all day. Or you're in your radio or whatever you was playing that.
Did it have...
You had to wait for... You had to sit there with your radio on pause with a cassette in there, so when your favorite song came on the radio, you pressed pause and unpaused it and recorded your song. So you had to sit there and wait all day to make the perfect tape if you wasn't a DJ.
Do you still have any of those tapes from now until then, sir?
I sure do.
Do you still play them from time to time?
The project that I'm putting out for you all comes off a cassette.
Is that the album that was never was?
Yep. song of that comes off a cassette. Because I sat here and I found a USB cassette player. Comes out so digitally clean. It's like, wow.
I should have put this out a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
Or did you say when you first heard it, it's like, damn, I should have put this out a long time ago.
No, because remember what we just said about showing you what the real is.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true.
My father came out with it then. I was a little bit too advanced for people. You can't put me in a category. You can't say Shan was a gangster rapper. Shan was a this, Shan was a that. Shan did it all. Shan told stories. Shan did freestyle. Shan battled. Shan made politically conscious records. So I never fell into a bag where you could say, yo, G-Rap, that's a gangster rapper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's very true, because you even produced hit records.
Same operator, you know what I'm saying? He came with what he did. Fierce, did comical stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Have you ever tried your hand at acting before?
At what?
At acting, like in a movie?
No, but I always act like a fool every day, though.
I would definitely enjoy some of your stand-up comedy if you ever did stand-up comedy.
Sure, you're right. I ain't that funny.
No, some of the things you say, like when you called me when I was just eating my lunch, you were like, Saskatchewan? I was like, I was laughing about that on the way home. I'm like, I can't believe this guy just called me.
That's the things I do. I'm just a normal dude, you know what I'm saying? Some people, you'd have to go through their agent to get to them. Me, I'll call you back like, hey, motherfucker, what you doing?
Yeah. That's very true. How much times do people hit you up about this on the bridge? I'm curious.
Most of the time, it's like one of my biggest songs, you know, so I'm always hearing about the bridge.
Is that, when you recorded that track, did you know that it was going to be what it was, Shan?
Nope. It was actually a tape in the project for 2 years before anybody ever heard it.
Oh, really?
We played it in Queensbridge for 2 years before it was ever made a record. Because we were stuck on, that's only made for us, for me, you know, there was never a record out before the bridge that represents your individual hood. It was a represent the Bronx, Brooklyn, Manhattan, but it never was one that represented just a neighborhood. So that's the first neighborhood record that ever came out. So when it came out, we were thinking it was just for us. But then when the world heard it, they was like screaming, the bridge.
Yeah, yeah. Can't tell you how many times I played that on the way to school.
But it lays down a foundation for all of these dudes out here claiming their hood.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. And you even did Cormega really get you to appear on The Bridge 2001? Or you just kind of showed up and was like, I'm going to show y'all how to do this?
Nope. They wouldn't even let me do my own style on there. They wanted me to do that same old bullcrap style I did 5, 10 years ago on that song. To repeat the story again and again. I had some old crazy shit. But they wanted me to do that, so...
Now, I'm curious too. When Big Daddy Kane was coming out in 94 too, when everybody was at their peak too, do you agree that the 80s was the eye opener for the 90s?
Yeah.
Okay. See, and I got
I mean,
that from
every generation before. I mean, before us, we had to listen to our parents' music. Because we didn't have an area where we could go. So hip-hop was the first music that was really cut out for the young generation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We had to make our own. But we made it off of our generation's music before us. Nowadays, it's like where the tide has switched. Here I am, a parent. And I gotta listen to this bullcrap these kids are making. There's nowhere for a grown up to make any music anymore.
Who are you listening to with your parents' music?
Nobody.
No one?
I listen to Con Karma like 17 times a day.
Oh, I never heard. I may have to go back and check that out.
It's a Latin record by Daddy Yankee. It's big all over everywhere. Unless you speak English, you don't know about it. But in every Latin country across the continental globe, they know about it. They know about this song in Russia, and I don't think they have Puerto Ricans in Russia.
No, I don't think they do at all.
But they got Con Karma over in Russia, Italy. I don't think they have any Puerto Ricans there either, but their language is close. You know what I'm saying?
You were part of having the first distribution deal through hip-hop, too. And now that you look back on it, too, do people give you the proper due saying that you gave them the way to actually express themselves? Because, like, in my opinion, like, you opened a lot of doors.
I want them to actually forget about that.
Okay.
For the simple fact, my deal was the one that showed everybody how to sell out to the major companies.
Oh, really? You're too real, Sham.
As independents, we could do what we want, put out a record anytime we wanted, say whatever we wanted, no censorship, no nothing. And then here we go, signing with the majors when we had control of it. Now look at it. Oh, my God, it's just a total fiasco.
Yeah, that is. It's like the Wild Wild West in the industry.
Yeah, but that's the internet. The internet that screwed it up for everybody. Not just musicians. Not just people who went to school for journalism. People who went to school for film, audio, all of that. Now you can learn all of that on Google. You know what I'm saying?
Did you hear?
You can put out your records on Google. You don't have to have any experience whatsoever to go on your computer and start recording. So the internet has changed a lot for everything in every industry on the planet. The way we buy clothes and the way we shop is totally different.
Yeah.
So the world has been affected by this thing called the internet.
And can you imagine if the world went without it now? Oh my God, people would riot.
Yeah. But gave everybody a face and a name. That's all cool, but some people don't need a face in the name. You need to stay back secluded like you were in the corner. Don't let people know you're as dumb as you really are. Please, just go sit down. You're embarrassing yourself.
That's very true. What encouraged you to inspire to always teach the youth, Sham?
Because I got kids. And when I was a youth, people didn't tell me what I'm telling people.
Oh.
You know? So people say, yo, Shan, you should write a book and sell it to people. I'm not going to write a book with this information that I'm sharing with these young children. I'm going to give it away for free. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to profiteer off of their miscomings. No. I'm going to give them this information that I have so that they don't become me 20 years later dealing in this hip-hop game that has no love for anyone. For me, like I said, for me to continue to put my blood, sweat, and tears into something that doesn't have any love for me is stupid. When I'm cool, I'm straight, I don't have to. I don't have to go sing these songs and on tours or nothing. And even if this song didn't do as big as Informer did, it's big isn't big enough to where I can just relax and just live the rest of my life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Without having to deal with the controversy of hip hop and people wanting to compare things that you can't compare apples and oranges. They're both fruits, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's two different things.
Right.
I'll tell you,
I'm in the only genre of music. Go ahead, Larry. I'm in the only genre of music that pits its own artist against its own artist to ask, well, who do you think is better? No, you ain't getting no phone. Put that shit back.
Yeah.
Who you think is better? Who you think is... Why can't everybody be great and hold their own lane? You know what I'm saying? Why do we have to... You don't hear Garth Brooks comparing to Miley Cyrus or whatever, saying who's better.
Yeah, that's very true. I never thought of it like that.
Why would I want to keep on being in a stupid game like that? That ain't what it was when I started it back in the day. I don't want to participate.
Yeah, because back then everybody was uplifting each other, and if you had to come on your A game, you weren't a part of it.
Right. Now if you come on your A game, they tell you you suck.
Yeah.
Because you're not... Come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, not educating my children. I don't want them listening to that bullshit.
Yeah, because I'll tell you one thing that you taught me at a very early age. The mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Well, thank you.
You definitely taught me that. That's why when I see you on Instagram teaching, like, always trying to kick knowledge, I know that some of your words can affect some people because that affected me.
Yeah, and sometimes my words affect people to the point where it rips their heart out that they gotta say something negative to me. Like, you dumbass, you don't know what you're talking about. The truth is plain in your face, what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You just don't want to recognize it because I'm talking to you. And if it hurts you so much, you know what they say about the truth. The truth hurts.
It does.
Get off your ass. Go get a job. Stop sitting around waiting for people to do things for you. You know, I always tell people, oh, why you ain't got no job? Oh, I ain't working for that little bit of money. I ain't working for that little bit of money. And then you go to jail and be begging the warden to work for 50 cents an hour. That sounds ass backwards to me.
Yeah, that's very
true. You know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely dealing with a bunch of idiots.
But like you said,
and if I'm not talking about you, then you shouldn't feel offended with what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you're doing it for the people who need to be taught.
Right, and if this does not apply to you, then skip on, move on.
Yeah, because Shan right here, a real one too. Because there's not much people that would do that in this day and age.
See, but you can understand that I'm really not worried about the media and the things that people are going to say about what I'm saying, who I'm offending. I'll curse Vlad out. You know, Vlad put me up on the site. I'll curse Vlad out. I don't care. I'm not into this for the people's appeasement. I don't need your appeasement, all right? I'm cool with doing what I'm doing. I'm not trying to sell you a record. I'm not trying to promote nothing, being negative, doing like these people do. You got these two dudes on a song after they've been beefing forever to hype it up, to make people just go listen to their music. You know, the tactics they use today. Come on.
Yeah. And to be honest, I was never a fan of Vlad, but I definitely checked out your interviews. I was like, I never thought I would have the opportunity to do the same thing.
What it is is I just recently said something when I said, fuck hip-hop. I said it directly on the internet, but also while I was saying it, I was explaining the points and bullet points. Something positive of why I said that. But what would his dumbass do? Let his staff go ahead and pick something and just say, Shimsy Shan says, fuck hip-hop. Trying to use a negative clickbait.
Yeah.
When I'm saying something positive. You know what I'm saying? So I went off on him. So I don't give a fuck who I fucking offend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not out here to be politically correct. Oh, I'm still an artist. You shouldn't say that. You should be this way. Come on, man. I'm not with that. I'm going to be Shan. No matter where you meet me at, when you meet me there, I'm going to be me. You want to get MC Shan, you're going to get that dude when he's on stage singing. Other than that, this is what you get.
Yeah, that's big facts right there. I'm curious, too. When you're out with your children, too, do they say, like, Dad, you're famous. Everybody knows you.
My daughter says that. My little 9-year-old, she says, Dad, do you know him? I'd be like, no. How come he knows me, I guess. And she wants to, she's got a thing where she wants to be like me, where everybody knows me and stuff like that. She's crazy. I'm like, yo, you don't want that. You don't want that.
She's like, but she sees that.
And, at the peak of your season, you can't even go to amusement park. You can't go enjoy dinner because some people don't have coof. They'll just come right up to you while you're putting a fork in your mouth. Ooh, can I have an autograph? Don't you see me eating?
Yeah.
We wait till afterwards, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that you know, come along with it. But you ask for it, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you don't, are you sure you want that? You don't want that? Get out my drawer, boy. Get out. I'm not playing with you. And I'm not going to tell you 50 times. I know. This is my fatherhood at its finest. I love you. I love you. Go see Sissy. Sissy! I'm doing something. I'm on the phone. You see I'm on the phone?
Hey, how you doing?
He's off. I just did that to distract him for a second.
Oh, it's all good.
Go find Sissy. Oh, goodness. Come on, let's go. Where's your cup at, man? I'm not playing this game.
Nah, I see right there. That inspires me to have kids right there. That definitely inspires me to have children. You definitely inspired me to have children one day.
Don't put that on me. You gotta make that decision yourself. You're gonna leave me holding that bag.
No. But if I ever do have kids, I would definitely let them know. I'm like, you know, this gentleman right here, I got the chance to talk to him.
Hey, did you know I had a digital album out, like, 2017?
A Bars Over Bullshit?
Yeah, you know. Well, you're a fool.
I'm a fan, Chad. I'm not going to lie. I be listening.
Yeah, I got that. That, you know, I just put it out there for those that didn't know on this interview.
When you did Bars Over Bullshit, too, it's, what inspired that? I'm curious, because you didn't have to do that.
It's like people always want to say, oh, Chris did this, and they don't know my timeline, and nobody's going to tell the story the way it really went. They're going to tell their aspect of it. See, remember I just told you back in the days I quit hip-hop?
Yeah.
When I produced Informal?
Yeah.
That's what it is, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to be in here. I was making more money than any hip-hopper in the game. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to say this. They don't want to tell my legacy. They just want to say, oh, like Chris Gordon. Chris didn't do anything. Okay? Now, so when people want to see that and they go back 20 years from now and look on the internet, they'll be like, whoa, hold on. He's got a whole legacy of music that people are not talking about.
Yeah.
You know? He's got a whole bunch of things. So I didn't do it to make a million sales on it. I did it for my own legacy. You know? And when people will be like, damn, he was still spitting like that in 2017. Y'all got him fucked up. I see why y'all trying to hide his history and block him from the books and don't mention him. Because he was killing y'all from the beginning. Then you won.
And he never lost a step.
You know what I'm saying? People always want to compare me and Chris. You know what I'm saying? You cannot compare us. Lyrically, I was always, always superior. You know, Cat keep on making it, Trevor keep on taking it, Queen keep creating it. You know what I'm saying? His style was easy. I was on some Holly claimed that shit in the epitome. Your rhyme can't dance, so you can't get rid of me. Line after line, I got cause and effect, but I first. See, I was like that. But see, that's what people don't want to bring that up. They just want to say, oh, he crushed her career. You stopped rhyming. No, I made a couple of million dollars that I didn't have to do that. Okay? And if you really want to check, the man's style and my style is like apples and oranges.
Yeah.
Okay? He might have improved over the years, but it's still as not as intricate as how I get down. So, in the end of the day, everybody can have their opinion. But I know lyrically wise, fantastic.
That's big facts right there. Because it's like, every time when me and my friends had that conversation with you and KRS, most people are like, they're the same. I'm like, what are you talking about? Do you not hear the way Shan's delivery compared to Chris's? Like, do you guys not understand that? And
he stole my style to create his.
Yeah.
If you listen to the first, he stole LaBridge's style to make his own style. So you borrowed my technique to create your own. So I birthed you too.
Yeah. Then
you know, and where everybody else was scared to ever say anything to Shan. As far as, you know, any of the rappers, they banded behind Chris because they had to. Yeah, get him, Chris, get him, because none of y'all can fuck with me. So that's why you won't get a lot of these fucking rappers to say songs, because you know you couldn't fuck with me. Ask any, none of y'all. And I'm saying it. Who could? Special Ed? Who could? Chubb Rock? They did different kinds of songs than I did. You know what I'm saying? But when it came to that battle shit, oh, I was that one. You know what I'm saying?
Big Fat, you were definitely that one.
I was that one. So it's like, they couldn't fuck with me. They hated my persona. They hated what I was about, whatever the fuck else it was. You know what I'm saying? So, when it came to that, everybody banded behind the so-called bully that was bullying them. You know what I mean? They banded behind Chris.
Did you and Chris on good terms these days?
Yeah, we cool. But I'm still going to talk about that bullshit record he made. That don't mean nothing. We cool, we cool. I nigga still run around talking about what he's saying. Come on, what am I supposed to shut up?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I'm letting my opinion be known. Like, he going to keep running around talking about, oh, he crushed me. Oh, I crushed him. We never had a battle, my dude. Why have you been lying to folks all of these years? See how people believe bullcrap over the real truth?
Yeah. It's like what you said about the scholar.
Somebody that you've never battled. Only battle we've ever had actually was on the Sprite commercial. That was 15 seconds apiece.
Yeah. I actually was just about to bring that up, actually.
We stood on many stages together. We never had any battles, so.
No.
The world was believing a lie. They'd rather believe that lie before they'd hear the truth. Like, yeah, well, these brothers never battled. They never. But we actually went on tour together and was actually cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear that part of it.
But it's like what you said, the truth hurts.
Right.
And some people can't handle it. That's why they react a certain way, because they can't handle it. It's like, why are you reacting? It's just the truth.
No, that's just the human brain. You make a perception of whatever you want. Like, people will say the glass is half full, others will say they're half empty. You know what I mean? Yeah. No, it's just your perception on what you perceive it to be. That doesn't mean that it's right, but it's your perception.
Did you help Craig G structure his first song when he was 12?
I can't remember what I did that, but I know Craig G was like, you know, he was like my little protege, you know?
And you guys,
I know, baby boy.
You guys were always together?
No, it was like, we wasn't always together. Craig was too young to hang out with me and my clique. But when it came to the studio, you know what I'm saying? I was around, well, you know, like a blueprint for him to look at.
Oh, wow. Just to, like, help him with his future.
Yeah, we didn't even look at it like that. You know what I'm saying? It was just something we were doing. We didn't look at it like 30 years down the line, we'd still be out here doing what we're doing.
Because with movies like Straight Outta Compton making, like, waves, has there been talks about a Juice Crew movie, Sham?
Yeah, we've already had those discussions, but as usual...
It's not right.
People in the Juice Crew think that their participation is more than the next one, not thinking that it's just a conglomerate, and we'd not be anywhere if it wasn't for all of us being whatever. And so, that'll never work. I'll never do another Juice Crew show again unless I can negotiate my own terms. You know, because we have one person in control of the Juice Crew, and I get to do one song, which means that you think that your fans are more important than my fans. And with you being the so-called, I don't work for you, I don't work for your corporation, I don't work for none of that. I'm my own entity. So, until I can negotiate my own terms and my thing, there'll be no entire Juice Crew reunion shows because Shan will not be on them. I do not work for that entity, that corporate entity that now owns the fucking name Juice Crew or whatever. I don't work for them. I don't get pimped by motherfucking another man. that tells me how much I can eat and how much my fucking, how much shit I can sling. So that's a done deal. Juice Crew is no longer a part of my fucking vocabulary. Because like I said, I don't have to do that anymore. I didn't have to do it a minute ago. But sometimes it's nice to get out, you know, and get on board on the same thing that, oh, we'd love to see the Juice Crew again. But then if the situation isn't working out for me, why am I going to continue to keep on trying to, but hey, just, oh, yeah, I love it for the fans, but shit, motherfuckers trying to jerk me. If
yeah.
You want me to come get jerked, you're not my fucking fan, you're not my friend. So, fuck you all.
And
so as far as any Juice Crew reunions in Canada and Alberta's or wherever the hell, if it is, it won't be unless you call me and negotiate with me. If you negotiate with that other entity, and that's your business, you're going to get what you get, but you won't be getting shamed. Because those people do not negotiate for me. And they don't tell me how many songs I could sing on stage.
Yeah, that's some bullshit right there.
No. That's some... I'll tell you what that is. That's some shit from back in the days you're trying to carry over into the future and try and act like, oh, I don't remember that. And I don't, come on, man. I'm not stupid. You know what I'm saying? I'm not stupid, and I don't care how many pimp hats you wear. You're never going to pimp me, motherfucker. Period. Point blank. End of story.
Because you know your worth. That's why.
Oh, you're just never going to pimp me. Period.
Never.
I don't give a fuck if you paid me that much money. You're never going to get a chance to make a dime off me. Period.
Yeah.
You're not my pimp. You're not, you know what I'm saying? I ain't with it.
The only person you work for it.
Look, I did it a couple of times just to see where it would go.
Yes.
And then I used the excuse that I just made $1 million again. I don't want to fuck with y'all. That ain't the real reason. The real reason is what I just told you. But I told them just because I got another check, I don't have to do this. I didn't have to do it in the first place because I'm telling you that Informer thing still pays my bills today. Okay? Yeah. So I didn't really have to do that, go out and do these Juice Crew shows. But I did it just to see if I, you know, things would change. Oh, less is more. What do you mean less is more? People want to hear Down by Law. They want to hear fucking Juice Crew Law. This song, that song, Left Me Lonely.
Yeah.
Like, are you serious? I can't sing my shit, so my fans ain't as important as yours. So they can go ahead with that Juice Crew reunion tour shit. Hey, y'all do y'all thing.
Because the only person that...
I won't be pimped. Stop.
Like I was going to say, because the only person that Shan works for is Shan himself.
Right. I signed my own check. And the minute I got a check from them motherfuckers, that was like, oh, fuck up. Hold up. Nah, this ain't how it works. You sending me IRS forms, nigga? Fuck you. I can file my own IRS shit.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
It's like, you made that.
Here, take the sip of this cup before I have to pop you again. Here. Take a sip.
Did, Facebook Friends with Shante. What made you want to do a song titled Facebook Friends?
That was just a spoof.
Oh, really?
if you listen to it, right, you'll say all the stuff that I'm saying is what happens on Facebook.
It does, actually.
You know, if you listen to it, you're sitting there looking at a picture thinking that it's a girl, when really it's a dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you just got catfished. So I'm telling stupid stories like that on Facebook Friends. And I just did it for the internet. I didn't do it to make put out a song or nothing like that.
Yeah, you just did it.
And before I did it, I consulted with Jalil. Because you don't take somebody's record that's big like that. You know what I'm saying? That's one of their fucking hits. You don't just take that shit and just do what you want with it. I asked Jalil first. Yo, Jalil, actually was going to give them the words so they could sing it. It might have came off a little different. You know what I'm saying? He was like, nah, Shan, those are things that only Shan can say. So I said, it's cool for me to do this, right? Yeah, so, you know, I got their blessing first before I even fucking touched that.
See, a lot of people wouldn't even do that. They would just go ahead and take the record.
Yeah, well, that's them. I can't speak for their integrity. I got my own.
Yeah, and that's what gives you longevity is integrity.
Hello?
It might get you broke a little bit. You might be broke a little bit for your integrity, but that's only for a minute. Stop it, boy. Stop it. Stop it. This kid is getting on my nerves right now because you see I'm on the phone. You go ahead. Climb on the chair. I'm getting up. Don't follow me.
No.
I'm crying. Don't follow me.
Now, with you having, like, a very, very long history in this game, when you hear certain rappers, like, talk, like, shout you out on a song like Nas, Where Are They Now, what does that say? What do you think when you hear your name?
Thank you.
You're still humbled by that? That's very inspiring, Chan. That's very inspiring to hear that you're still humbled by that.
Yeah, because it's like, thank you, because a lot of people don't say nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So a lot of people won't say nothing, so thank you. A lot of people don't know that I inspired their favorite rapper to rhyme, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's very true.
I was the predecessor before me. Everybody yelled on the records, rah, and then rock the bells. And here I come. All of his beats and my rhyme. I showed y'all how to be cool on rhymes. Before me, everybody was yelling, yo. Let's not get it all screwed up.
Yeah.
Known fact.
Do you?
I innovated a lot in this game, and a lot of people wouldn't give me credit for it, but I'm not looking for the accolades, because those that know,
they know.
No. You know what I'm saying? Those that have to be convinced are those that live with the lie. They like the lie better. Oh, baby, they like the lie, yeah.
I swear, I was born in the wrong era because I swear I should have been born in the 70s. Because, like, there's just a lot of things that doesn't resonate with me. Like, when I see, like, people my age disrespecting legends, it just gets me mad. Because it's like, dude, like, do you not know what the fuck these people did for the hip-hop to make...
All right, but that goes back to, you don't see Miley Cyrus and them doing this. Why I want to fuck with hip-hop? Fuck hip-hop. Mm. I'm saying it again. It's like all the animosity and the negativity that surrounds it. That ain't what the fuck it was for. When we first started this shit, you know what I'm saying? And if it was negativity, it was because we were having a battle, and that's what it was going to be, period. We're going to all walk away from it in the end of the night. Oh, you won, you lost, go home and rewrite a new rhyme and come back next week and fucking conquer. But now this fucking game of hip-hop is so bullshit, it perpetuates so much bullshit that I don't even want to be involved. I don't listen to the shit. I turn my fucking radio when the shit come on. If it's not no old school shit, I'm not fucking with these new bullshit fucking rappers.
Yeah, me and you both,
they
Sam.
Listen, that's like, know what I might as well play in my car? Frere Shaka, Frere Shaka, Dormez-vous, because that would incite my intellect. That's what I would be saying about their music. Their music and their lyrics have nothing that can entice my intellect that I should be listening. Why should I listen to this bullshit? I don't see, you can put on Frere Shaka and it'll fucking light up the whole room of kindergartners.
Yeah,
so I'm looking
true.
At this rap shit like it's Frere Shaka and it's in a room full of fucking kindergartners. I'm not in that grade. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm not going to pretend. I'm not going to fucking do anything to try and fit into y'all's group. Have the shit.
I'm curious on what you listen to nowadays, Sham.
I don't listen to anything. I listen to old school shit.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Vandross. I was listening to Luther Vandross, Alicia Myers, and Evelyn Champagne King last night riding home in the car. Okay. I want to thank you.
Those are classics right there.
That's what I was listening to.
Those are classics, Luther Vandross right there.
And when my kids are in the car, that's what I'm listening to. Unless I'm listening to Con Karma. Like I said, I'm not playing. I play that shit 17 times a day. I can put that on and my kids will come running. Especially the little one you just heard crying. I put on Con Karma on my phone.
And he loves it?
He got to come take my phone from me and sit there and watch it. Like, yo, this is my shit.
Is that your son that was born on New Year's?
No, he's the one that's other cry that you heard in the back. That one is almost 18 months. This one that you're talking about that was born on New Year's, he's only 3 months.
Oh.
Almost four.
Oh, wow.
Right, Buddha? And he's so chill now. Me and him didn't have a good relationship when he first came out.
But
it was like the cryingest baby I ever saw. And I got 8 kids now, so I'm entitled to say this.
Oh, wow.
He was the cryingest baby I ever saw. But now he's starting to get some of that coolness that his daddy got.
Yeah, super chill now.
Just sit back in his chair and look at you for a minute like, yo, trying to analyze some shit. Right, baby boy? See, he's sitting right next to me, and you haven't heard him the whole time.
Yeah, I was just going to say,
he's not sleeping. He's not, none of that. He cranked up for a second, but that was it. He ain't sleep. He's looking at me. We got the coolest relationship now, right, buddy? Right, Buddha? Yeah, that's my baby, yes.
Wow, you definitely, I got to salute, man, being a good father, man, because I can't help but salute that, man, definitely.
Oh, you got to salute me being a good father at 53 with a 3-month-old, come on now.
I definitely.
Hey, applause to the man in the back behind the curtain.
with you, Sham, do you ever play some of your old videos, old documentaries? Just not featuring you. Just old documentaries about space, plants.
I don't like them because it's like people's perspectives. And when I look at them, right?
Yeah.
Now, let's go back to that Beef DVD, right?
Okay.
The Beef DVD, it kind of highlighted me and Chris's battle. But then the next section that comes up after mine is LL. They totally skipped over me and went right to Cool Moe Dee. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, how are you writing this history when you don't even know it?
That's very, and that's what kind of makes me mad, because like they give like certain people voices.
Hold on, let me answer that question before you get into that.
Okay.
So no, I don't watch these DVDs to hear their story or what they think it was and what they think it is. I don't even bother.
Yeah, because like I noticed that certain people, they give voices in hip hop, but they don't know what they're talking about. It's like, you guys got to learn the facts before you put something out for sale.
Yeah, and when somebody like me gets on my Instagram and tries to correct them, everybody wants to call me crazy. Shan is crazy. You see how I am on my Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Now, some people would think that I couldn't have a normal conversation, an intelligent, intellectual conversation like me and you are having right now.
Yeah? Really? There's people who
think that?
You know what
I'm saying? No, they would think that because they don't. And I love that because I'm like a diamond. I'm multifaceted. And you never know which part of me is going to shine when you put it to the sun. You know?
Oh.
It's like you just don't know how to approach me. You can approach me on some, like I'm an idiot, and then when I start debating Aristotle and Plato with your ass and telling you to Galileo, you know, things like this, and you'll be looking at me like I'm weird now. Oh, you thought I was stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but when
that's the way I like it. I like it because people just don't know how to come at me because, you know, yo, he's a fool. Yeah, you think I'm a fool. Right?
And then you come back on them with just like, all right, I'll show you. All right. No.
It within the first 3 minutes of a conversation, you'll figure that out. Like, oops. I don't think so.
With you too, do you enjoy traveling?
I do. Who wouldn't?
I never traveled before, so I'm just curious on, like, some of the places you've been, sir.
Man, I traveled so much back in the days that it's like every place is a blur. I mean, we'd be on the plane from Wednesday to Sunday and whatnot, come home Monday, have Monday and Tuesday off, and be back on the plane Wednesday.
Jeez.
You know what I'm saying? And so all of that, you know, traveling is cool, but I'm all right. I'd rather drive somewhere. You know?
Take a nice drive.
Yeah, I'd rather do that. But plane ride is cool.
I say that.
Every time I get on the plane, I think about disgruntled workers who didn't want to tighten that shit up. So I go to sleep on the plane from minute one.
I don't blame you.
As soon as I sit in my seat, next thing I know, I'm sleeping. All I feel is that thrust against my back. We taking off. Next thing I feel is the wheels hitting the floor. So if anything happened while I'm sleeping, that's all I'm going to feel anyway. The wheels hitting the floor.
We landed. We good.
Right.
Your favorite food. I always wanted to ask you that.
I like steak.
All right. Now, what kind?
Although I don't eat as much things as I used to after watching that documentary, What the Health. I don't eat a lot of stuff.
Oh.
I definitely don't drink cow's milk at all.
Oh, can you share some information about that? I've never heard of that before.
What the Health? You don't have Netflix in Saskatchewan?
I'd barely watch Netflix.
Yeah, but it's a thing called What the Health.
Okay, I'm going to write that down.
I wouldn't advise you watch it. If you want to continue eating the way that you eat, you wouldn't watch this. But then again, y'all have different constringencies on how you package your food up there
Than
they do in America. America, there's things that they're allowed to do with the FDA that the Canadian government would never allow, or the English government.
I noticed.
You know, far swelling meat up and doing all kind of crazy stuff. We know we don't want to deal with the Chinese people because they'll take and do anything.
They'll feed
you your own puppy. We can't even put them into the mix.
I was going to say, because Alberta's very big on beef up here, too. Like, they're very big on steak up here.
Yeah, but your beef, I'd be big on steak up there, too, because y'all don't have the same kind of pathogens putting your meats.
Yeah.
We have.
What made you want to watch that? What's the Health?
Because it was just something on there, and I was like, no, let me watch that. Let me see. And, you know, I always watch documentaries. You know, this is how I got my wealth of knowledge that I have. Like I said, I was in the ninth grade for 3 years. And the things that I can debate with you about and the things that I can talk about, you would never notice. But it's because I watch a lot of documentaries. I can pick the truth out of falseness by comparing 9 documentaries that I've seen prior to the same subject. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a lot of truths in it, but then there's other people's own perspectives on it. But you pick out the truth, and if you've seen enough of this stuff, you know.
Yeah, that's true. You also read a lot, Sean?
No, I don't. I hate reading. I make my daughter read, though. I make her think that I like reading.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
But I can read very well. I'm a very well reader. I mean, it's not like I read like a sixth grader. I can read like a person should read.
Yeah. It's just not for you.
I don't read many books. I read when I'm interested. When I said the business of the .com, I ordered those books and I started reading those.
Oh, those are actually pretty good books.
You know? Because I'm always looking for something to jump off and generate some kind of currency.
Yeah.
If I could get in on it, you know what I'm saying? And if it's that easy, why not?
Yes. You came up in a time where it can never be duplicated, the park jams. Can you remember your first ever park jam? Because we can never have those time again in hip-hop. Those park jams were legendary from what I seen on YouTube.
Yeah, you can't do it no more. Stop, boy, you hit my TV, you're going to have a problem. I mean, you can never relive it. I can't even explain to you the feeling of coming outside and looking at, as you crossing the street to the park, seeing a long extension cord running from somebody's house window. You know, we lived in the projects. We didn't pay for electricity. So running the extension cord across the street is not going to get your mom to come home and want to whoop your ass about it because they don't pay for electricity. So it wasn't a big deal running the power line, but when she looked and seen her stereo missing, now that's a different story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you used to have to get one turntable from this dude, one turntable from that dude, and this dude would bring the mixer, and this guy's bringing speakers. unless you was a sound set already, like the Disco Twins. They came with their shit already.
And did it used to go all day?
No, it would start usually in the evening and into the night until the gunshots start. And once the gunshots start, that's it, jam is over.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because we can never have that time in hip-hop again. I wish I was old enough to experience that.
Shoot, you can't have the time in hip-hop again where you go into clubs, and the clubs are freely having hip-hop shows. Those days are gone. You know what I'm saying? There are no hip-hop clubs. The patrons are too savage. You know what I'm saying? They're too savage to go to the hip-hop club. It's like, come on now. Can't be in one building and just have peace. I understand because I used to be young myself and think I was invincible. But like people always say, the times are different. The times are different. Yeah, the times are different. It's a lot more fucked up nowadays. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot more fucked up. But y'all don't want to listen to shit. Like, we don't know. I've been putting out fucking songs about people, the police beating up and killing people since 1988. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who listened? You know what I'm saying? To this day, it's 2019, and cops are still getting beat up, and people are still making this. Matter of fact, they ain't even making the records like that.
Yeah,
people take their fight to the wrong thing. Where everybody is getting beat out at is in legislation. This is where you're getting beat out at. They take their fight to the internet. They take their fight to the newspapers, which is owned by the motherfuckers that's doing all the oppression. Anyway, okay?
Yeah.
So where it goes down at is in legislation. So all of these protests and all of this stuff that people are doing, they're not figuring out that this shit hasn't worked for 60 years, you fucking idiot. Okay? So how they getting you in legislation? You remember just a little while ago in the States, they were having all these, oh, you got to get rid of the Robert E. Lee statues and all the Confederate statues from in front of the buildings, right?
Yeah.
They had all of that going on, right? Now, it is now illegal for you to remove a statue of Robert E. Lee from anywhere or anything that pertaining to that part of history. It is no longer legal, and if you vandalize it, let's say it costs you $300 to vandalize it, they're going to charge you three times that.
Jesus Christ.
All right? And now get this. Every member of the Ku Klux Klan can sue you personally.
What?
You see what I'm saying? And guess how this legislation came down? In legislation. So, there's not enough delegates in the House of Congress to see these bills coming through, so you're still putting your stuff on the internet, ding-dongs, where it'll never work. So, you don't have your people and delegates in the Congress. Everything that we're fighting for, they're taking and reworking it in Congress to make it legal for them to do it. But motherfuckers are too busy showing their food on the internet and saying, I'm at the beach and I'm over here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sorry to get on some political bullshit with you real quick.
No,
but these are the times
people need to hear that.
Put my message out. And I'm getting ready to beat your ass. We ain't going to keep playing this nice daddy shit. I'm about to beat your ass.
But that's the thing people need to hear, though. People need to hear knowledge like that.
Yeah, they also need to know to stop letting these people get in your business. Beat your kid ass when they acting up. My mama beat my ass when I was acting up. Didn't do me so bad. Fuck all this fucking, oh, you abusing your kid. No, I'm making him not do what the fuck he just did to me. Call that in the store if you want. You will get your butt popped straight out.
That's facts.
I give it to my kids where they give it to me at. So y'all can call me whatever. I'm just that parent.
Yeah, but hey.
I got eight more kids than some of you have right now. So I don't need nothing from your no kid having ass. How I should do it.
Yeah, I've been doing this for a long time, people.
Right. My oldest child is 30 years old.
Wow, he's older than me.
See?
Wow, I never knew you had kids that old.
Yeah. I said I got eight children. I started back 20, 30 years ago.
Shan, I really do appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to do this. This is the last question I ask all my guests. The reason why I ask this question is because nobody can ever answer this question the same, and I'm very curious on your answer.
Go ahead.
Do you have any words for somebody in a dark place trying to see the light?
Get a flashlight and go by your own feelings. You know what I'm saying? I never advise people on anything. I support whatever you do. You know what I'm saying? You want to go to the dark side? I support that. You want to go to the light side? I support that. Because you're never going to look back at me and say, well, Shan said, so I keep my thing out of that. And I was hoping you wasn't going to ask me about who's the top five. Who's my top five? That would be me contradicting what I said earlier. Why can't we all be great?
Exactly.
That's usually what a lot of the things start out with me, or end the show with me. Can we get your top five? And I have to tell them I don't have a top five, and we can't debate that until the whole game is over, said and done. You know what I'm saying? You don't scream bingo till the lady pulls out all the beads, right?
That's very true. That's very true.
My kids are starting to get on my nerves.
Yeah, no worries.
Get in the car and go outside.
No worries, Shan.
Now the 3 month old is squawking up.
Is there anything you'd like to say before I let you go?
Right now, buddy, okay? We're leaving. All right. Good. There you go.
Is there anything you'd like to say before I let you go, Shan?
Appreciate you for giving me the chance to say some crap on the show.
Hey.
A lot of people are going to be like, oh, look at that lady coming out, crap.
Hey, man, I just want to let you know, Shan.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting ready to get my kids out of here.
Hey,
all right. So you take care, brother.
You take care, and you have a very blessed weekend with the family, Shan.
You too. I'll holler at you on the gram.
Will do. One love.
All right.